This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, at the iconic Red House in Trinidad and Tobago. Following the talks, the two leaders have signed 6 agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. In a social media post after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have agreed to deepen economic ties and enhance cooperation in areas such as disaster management, climate change, defense technology, healthcare, and agricultural research. Prime Minister Modi also met the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala Kanglu, at the President's house in Port of Spain. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said, Mr. Modi reiterated India's continued support for the Caribbean nation and CARICOM to enhance the Global South Partnership. Prior to his departure last evening, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago in Port of Spain, described democracy as more than just a political system for India, calling it a way of life. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister Modi's visit to Trinidad and Tobago has filed a report on key takeaways from the trip.
The second day of PM's visit saw 6 MOUs and the historic address to the joint session of the Parliament by the Prime Minister. He emphasized India's commitment to uplifting the Global South. He mentioned democracy as more than a system but a way of life, praising Trinidad and Tobago's Red House as a symbol of resilience.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries built on shared roots and sad dreams. Both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
Thereafter, the leaders of the two nations exchanged 6 MOUs focusing on the areas of diplomatic training, sports, setting up of ICCR, cultural exchanges, and accessible pharma. Also, it was announced that India will be providing 2,000 laptops to students in Trinidad and Tobago. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister was conferred with the highest national award of the country, Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. With yesterday's declaration of the Overseas Citizens of India card extension and celebration of Indian diaspora, this visit has seen comprehensive success. From cultural to economic, capacity building, health, collaboration on a wide range of aspects has truly made this visit a huge success and a milestone in cooperative relations between Trinidad and Tobago and India. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Port of Spain.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Ghana and Trinidad and Tobago. The visit aims to reinforce India's engagements with the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on 6th and 7th of this month, followed by a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly 6 decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Preparations are in full swing at Puri in Odisha for the Bahuda Yatra, also known as the Return Car Festival, to be held today. The 3 grand chariots of Lord Jagannath, elder brother Lord Balabhadra, and their sister Devi Subhadra are stationed in front of the Gundicha temple, ready for their return journey to the Sri Jagannath temple. In cricket, India were 64 for 1 at stumps and took a lead of 244 runs against England on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. In second innings, KL Rahul and Karun Nair remain unbeaten for India. Earlier, Indian pacer Mohammad Siraj took 6 wickets while Akash Deep bagged 4 wickets and restricted England to 407 in their first innings. In women's cricket, hosts England defeated India by 5 runs in the 30-20 international of 5-match series at Oval in London last night. Reigning world champion Gukesh Domaraju has won the Rapid title at the Rapid and Blitz tournament, part of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour at Zagreb in Croatia. The 19-year-old Indian player defeated America's Wesley So. And that is the end of this news bulletin.